From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading The Lady of Sorrows, The Bitterbind Book 2, by Cecilia Dart Thornton. Now let's begin with a synopsis of the previous book. This is the second book in the Bitterbind trilogy. Book 1, The Ill-Made Mute, told of a mute, scarred amnesiac who led a life of drudgery in Isa Tower, a house of Stormriders. Stormriders, otherwise known as Relayers, were messengers of high status. They rode sky on winged steeds called Eotors, and their many towers were strewn across the Empire of Aerith in the world called Aya. Sildren, the most valuable of metals in this empire, had the property of repelling the ground, thus providing any object with lift. This material was used to make the shoes of the sky horses and in the building of windships to sail the skies. Only Andalum, another metal, could nullify the effect of Sildren. Aerith was randomly visited by a strange phenomenon known as the Shang, or the Unstorm, a shadowy, charged wind that brought a dim ringing of bells and a sudden springing of tiny points of colored light. When this anomaly swept over the land, humans had to cover their heads with their tall trees, hoods lined with a mesh of third metal, tallium. Tallium prevented human passions from spilling out through the skull. At times of the Unstorm, this was important, because the Shang had the ability to catch and replay human dramas. Its presence engendered tableaux, which were ghostly impressions of past moments' intense passions, played over repeatedly, over centuries.